Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I talked with Symphony in C's new music director, Stylian Kirov, who talked about the first program of the season, featuring Rachmaninoff's Third Piano Concerto and Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony.
We start actually, it's even more exciting. We start with our Young Composers Competition winner, Patrick O'Malley, who wrote this really fantastic piece. It's really not only very smart, but it's just very, very exciting. There are a lot of themes in the piece that you hear, but also there are different atmospheres. There are a lot of mood changes, and the piece technically is quite brilliant. So we have this as an opener of the season, and of course Patrick will be there. Rachmaninoff's Third Piano Concerto, as you know, it's one of the biggest masterpieces that the composer wrote. It was completed for his American tour and first premiered here in the United States. So it's a piece that every pianist, I think, dream to play, and in the same time is horrified playing because it's extremely beautiful, very challenging. And we have great soloists who perform it. And then sometimes, actually, in this aspect, you usually when you have Rachmaninoff's Third Piano Concerto, this tends to be on the second half of the program because it's so major. But we decided to take things further, and we are actually finishing the program with Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony. And Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony, it's easy to say, obviously, that Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony, Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony are masterpieces, and the Fourth as well. What is always fascinating is for this particular symphony is that it's really music that is very honest. It really comes from the heart. And conducting the Fifth, conducting the Sixth, I think I start enjoying more and more conducting the Fourth Symphony because it has this rich orchestration, and it's music that really, really comes from the heart, and it's pretty out there. You know, that you don't need to look for the way to get to the center of it. It's almost obvious in a great way in what the composer wanted to express. And of course, with Tchaikovsky symphonies, you know, in the Second Symphony, when you listen to it and when you work on it, you hear still young Tchaikovsky, you know. Starting the Third Symphony, it's already a composer who is very much related to theater, you know, with all the ballets. And the Fourth Symphony is definitely a piece of theater that it's very obvious. So when you approach this symphony, especially as a listener, you know, you can always imagine this decors, this big staging, these costumes, and in a way, this grandiose feeling coming out of the music. So it's really a symphony that has been and will be on the golden pages of the symphonic literature, and I think we are very lucky to have the opportunity to perform it for our audiences.
How important is the biography of the composer to you when you approach a piece, especially some of these masterworks, and do you constantly find yourself discovering new aspects to them?
Sure. Every time you get back to a piece, I think you discover, you get deeper into the meaning of the music. And with Tchaikovsky, it's always the case. You know, even with the ballets, when you look at the Nutcracker, it's a score that is, I would say, it's one of the most perfect scores you can ever see. And this also, of course, relates to the symphonies, especially Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth. It is music that is very personal, of course. So yes, the answer is yes, the biography of the composer is important, but it's actually the more you can find about the emotional state of the composer at this time, the most it will be beneficial for your performance, I think. Obviously, sometimes it's hard to know, and we're human, and we can only guess. And you can see this even if you look at Beethoven's writing, you know, the way he writes his letters, you discover this amazing diversity of moods. At some point he's so happy, and then in the next point he's extremely depressed, and you feel this in the music as well. And I think with Tchaikovsky, obviously Tchaikovsky is very often referred to Mozart in a way, to the romantic Mozart, because of the way he writes. It's you feel that he's a very fragile soul, but in the different states, in the different movements, even in the Fourth Symphony, if we take it for example, you can find this amazing, amazing atmospheres, emotional atmospheres that the composer transmits. And I think part of being as a conductor and part of being human, you have to try to put yourself in this state. Obviously, you have other things to think about, especially when you're conducting, of course. But it's always important to look for what's beyond the music. And yes, that's not a huge discovery, of course. And it's easy to say, but it's not easy to do. I think we have different pulse, you know, we have different feeling of how the world vibrates around us. And in different times, it's different. And it should be this way. And so when you approach a new score, the first thing should be the music for me. And then from there is how you can create this performance that can really be touching and be honest and be truthful to what the composer wanted to say. And you can never say if it was truthful, because there is the personal element of 70, 80 people plus yourself, you know. But getting closer to the meaning and to the emotions and to the human part of music, I think is what makes the difference in a performance.
And what about the Rachmaninoff? Being a pianist,
yeah,
is it, I mean, you've played it as a pianist, I assume.
I dreamed to play it. Now I will conduct it. So,
okay.
It's one of the most challenging accompaniments ever written, simply because the music is so diverse that there are endless options of where the music can go.
You mean with the orchestra?
With the orchestra and with the soloist. And Rachmaninoff is very clear about what he writes, but yet he gives this freedom of where you want to go with certain phrasing or with certain motion or with certain gesture. And I believe it's music that really has to happen at the moment. You know, you can, of course, we will rehearse it. And of course, you talk about things with the soloist and with the orchestra, but the magic happens in the moment. And this is where you all have to be tuned up to make the performance together. And this is pretty much the case with every music, but with Rachmaninoff's Third Piano Concerto particularly, because it's a piece that has limitless possibilities of direction, of phrasing, of tempi as well.
Yeah. Is there any particular part that illustrates that?
It's pretty much the whole piece, I can say, you know. There, obviously, the last movement, once it starts, you can think that it's pretty straightforward. But then he comes out of this rhythmic motion and he gets into this beautiful phrasing. And so finding the right ingredient, I think it can be always something to look for.
Wow. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.